This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We are up to Daf Zayin. Moving right along in Masechta Yevamos. So, what we're trying to do is we want to know why did Torah write the word Aleha? That's the whole subject over here. Why did the Torah write Aleha? From Aleha we learn out that you do not do Yibum to an Erva. Because it says by Achos Isha, V'Isha l'choysa l'sikach litzrar Aleha b'chayeha. And it says by Yibum, Yavama Yavai Aleha. So just like by Yibum, it's b'makam Yibum, so too when the Torah says don't live with your wife's sister, it's even b'makam Yibum. From there we learn out you do not do Yibum to an Erva. So the Gemara Akasha, why would I think you do Yibum to an Erva? This is the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Remember, the Gemara wanted to know, why would I think you do Yibum to an Erva? But Ein Ase Doicha Loisa Se Sheyesh by Kares. But the Gemara phrased it in two questions. Question number one is, even if Ase is Doicha Loisa Se, it's not Doicha Kares. And question number two, how do I know Ase is Doicha Lois Ase? So regarding question number two, we had Daf Dalid that learned that Ase Doicha Lois Ase from the juxtaposition of Lois Silba Shatnes Gedilim Tasilicha. And the Gemara said that there's an extra word of Tzemeru Pishtim. And then the Gemara wanted to know, so where do you learn it out from if you don't hold of Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara on Daf Hey, Amad Bey says you learn it from the word shatnez, which is extra. So the Gemara says, fine, very nice, Ase is doicha lois Ase, but how do you know Ase is doicha lois Ase? Sheyesh by Kares, the Gemara tried to learn it from Mila, from Pesach, from Tamid, and the Gemara asked Pirchas. And then the Gemara made three attempts. Attempt number one on the bottom of Hey, Amad Bey is let's learn it from the fact that there's a Havamina that Kibra Ve'im will be doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara says you can't learn from there. Shekein Hechshar Mitzvah. Ayin Shal Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara says I learned from the fact that I would have a Havamina that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is Doiche Shabbos. And the Gemara says no, I never would have had such a Havamina. The reason why they're juxtaposed is to learn out that you don't actually fear the Beis Hamikdash. And now, getting closer to where we're actually up to, the Gemara, in its third attempt, tried to learn it from the following pasuk, Moishvoy Sechem. Loisavaru Eish Bechol Moishvoy Sechem Yom HaShabbos. Why does it have to say, don't burn a fire in all of your habitations? Shabbos is a mitzvah hatluya beguf, and therefore obviously it's Noyig Bechutz La'aretz. Why does it have to say, Moishvoy Sechem? And the Gemara says, because it says Moishvoy Sechem in the context of Bezdin, it's to teach me that you can't desecrate Shabbos even to execute Misas Bezdin. Now, we're analyzing this Braisa because the Braisa had a number of steps. The Braisa said that I would have thought that you could administer capital punishment on Shabbos and Mechalaleh Moishumas is talking about Shar Melachos. So there's a Havamina, you do administer capital punishment on the Shabbos. Then the Braisa says, maybe not. Maybe you can't do Misas Bezdin. And Vuhumas is only during the week. And then the Braisa says, no, maybe even on Shabbos. So it says, Moishvoy Sechem. So the Braisa has four steps that I would think it does. Push off Shabbos. Or maybe it doesn't. And then a third step, maybe it does. And then the Pasuk Moishvoy Sechem, no, it does not. So there are basically four steps in the Braisa. A Havamina, that it does. A second thought, that it doesn't. A stronger Havamina, that it does. And then a conclusion, that it doesn't. So now, the Gemara assume that the Havamina, that it does, is because Ase Doicha Lois Ase Sheyesh by Kares. So then the Gemara says, no, that wasn't the Havamina. Let's go now to three lines in the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. It's always good to chazer the whole Masechta before you learn the next plot, right? Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi said, Hai Tana Loi Mishom Da'asi Aseh V'doicha Lois Aseh. This Tana, it's not because Aseh is doich alois Aseh, Ela mishum demaisi mikavachoymer. It's because we learn it from a kavachoymer. V'hachi kamar. This is the kavachoymer that I would have made that you administer capital punishment on Shabbos. Ma ani mekayim mechalaleha moisyumas. What do I do with the pasuk mechalaleha moisyumas? B'shar melachos chutz mimisas bezdin. That's for other melachos besides misas bezdin. But Misas Bezdin, it pushes away your Shabbos from a Kavachomer. Uma Avoido Shi Chamura. We know Avoido is very Chamur, Vedoicha Shabbos, it pushes away Shabbos. We know that Avoido pushes away Shabbos. How do I know Avoido pushes away Shabbos? Because you bring the carbon Tamid on Shabbos and we bring the carbon Musaf on Shabbos. So we see Avoido is more Chamur than Shabbos. And yet Ritzicha's doicha the avoda. If you have a kohen who's in the middle of doing the avoda and he's chayiv misa, we're going to administer the misa, even though he's in the middle of the avoda. Shenemar meim meyeh mizbechi tikachenu lamos. From the mizbeach, you take him to die. But Rashi points out this is unless he's actually on top of the mizbeach. But in general, if he's just involved with the mizbeach, even though avoda is chamor that it's doicha Shabbos, Ritzicha is more important. So let's use the following argument. Shabbos shenidchem in the avoda, Shabbos that gets pushed off from the avoda. Eino din shetei ritzicha doicha. So certainly, the ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is the lowest on the totem pole because you do the avoda even on Shabbos, and ritzicha, which is the highest, even pushes off the avoda. So then, ritzicha should certainly push off Shabbos. So now the Gemara wants to know, so what's the counter argument? Okay, so maybe it doesn't, right? The Braisa had a Havamina, it does. And then it said, oh, maybe it doesn't. So, umay oy enoy de kamar, meaning if the Havamina that it does is because Aseh is doich alois, Aseh sheyesh bei kares. So the counter argument is, no, maybe not, maybe Aseh does not push off a kares. But now that the argument that it pushes off the kares is based on a kavachoymer, So what's the argument against the Kavachomer? Kavachomer seems solid. Says Gemara, Oy enoy de kamar, umay oy enoy de kamar, hachi kamar. We're going to bring you an instance of something that could push off the Avoida but cannot push off Shabbos. This whole Kavachomer is based on the following argument. Avoida is stronger than Shabbos. And Ritzicha is stronger than the Avoida. So if Ritzicha could push off the Avoida, Ritzicha could certainly push off Shabbos. So we're going to show that there are things that could push off Avoida and can push off Shabbos. So maybe Ritzicha is like this thing that could push off the Avoida and can push off Shabbos. Hachi kamar, kvuras meis mitzvah toichiach. Burying a meis mitzvah will prove that in some instances it's harder to push off Shabbos than it is to push off the Avoida. Shadoicha es ha-Avoida, ve'enoi doicha es ha-Shabbos. That it pushes off the Avoida, and it does not push off Shabbos. So that's the counter-argument, that just like the Kvuras Meitz Mitzvah could push off the Avoida. So in other words, if someone's in the middle of the Avoida and he encounters a Meitz Mitzvah, you will bury the Meitz Mitzvah, but if somebody counters a Meitz Mitzvah on Shabbos, you're not going to bury on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Umay oy enoy de kamar hoil umi kavachomer asya. Since we learn that from a kavachomer de dachya, hechi matzino lemeimar, how is it possible to say oy enoy ella afilu mesas bezin loy dachya? Says the Gemara, kevuras mes mitzvah dehi avoida. Dachya avoida. Burying a mes mitzvah pushes off the avoida. Anybody remember, how do I know that burying a meis mitzvah pushes off the avoida? Because the Gemara darshins, it says that a nazir cannot be metami to anyone, and then it speaks out, it can't be metami to this one, it can't be metami to your sister, and we're doicha, from the word vila achoysa, a nazir can't be metami to achoysa, but could be metami to a meis mitzvah. So I'm going to argue that Ritzicha, even though it's Doicha Le'avoida, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Okay. So then what's the... Or maybe it does, right? Remember we said the braise has four steps. I would think you administer it on Shabbos. And that was based on the Kavah Chomer. And the shlug up of that is, well, maybe it's not a good Kavah Chomer because Meis Mitzvah Toichiach, Meis Mitzvah shows it's Toicha Le'avoida, but it's not Toicha Shabbos. Hadar Omar Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Tidcha Shabbos. The shlug up of the shlug up is, who told you Meis Mitzvah is not Toicha Shabbos? We know Meis Mitzvah is Toicha Avoida from the Pasuk V'lachoisoi, so then maybe Meis Mitzvah is Taka Toicha Shabbos. How? Mi kav chomer. We're going to make a kav chomer that taka meis mitzvahs doicha Shabbos. Uma avoido shi doicha Shabbos. If avoido, which is pushes off the Shabbos, kfuras meis mitzvah doicha isa, bearing a meis mitzvah is doicha the avoido mi vla achoisai. We learn that from the word vla achoisai that kfuras meis mitzvah is doicha avoido. Shabbos shenidcha mibnei avoida, Shabbos which is pushed off from the avoida, eno din shetek for us meis mitzvah doichaisa. Certainly Shabbos should be pushed off from meis mitzvah. In other words, we use the same kavachomer because we know avoida is more chomer than Shabbos. So if meis mitzvah pushes off the avoida, certainly meis mitzvah should push off Shabbos. And if that's the case, then you have no precedent that something could push off avoida and not push off Shabbos. So the kavachomer is back. The kavachomer is that if you administer capital punishment even during the Avodah, certainly on Shabbos. So therefore, Tamaloy Mariloy Savaru Ish, Bechomosh Vesechem Yem HaShabbos. So now basically, we've successfully disproved the last remaining proof that there was a Havamina that Asay could be pushed off a Kares. We had a Havamina, you could administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. That's not because I would have thought Asay is Doi Chalos Asay Sheyesh by Kares. It's because I have a kal v'choymer. So now the Gemara is geshmak. Now the Gemara says, but according to what we thought, that the reason for the initial supposition of the braisa is based on asei doich lois asei sheish by kare su lomai de solik adaite. And based on what we thought, mei kara, the asei asei v'doich lois asei, that the asei would come and push up the lois asei, mai oinoi, my oyenoi de kamar, what's the havamina not? Meaning, according to the original supposition, that the reason why I would think you give Mises Bezin on Shabbos is because I say is doiche akare, so what's the oyenoi? Says Gemara, my oyenoi de kamar, hachi kamar. This is what it means. Ma ani mekayim mechalalea mois yamos. You must. What do I do with the pasuk mechalalea mois yamos? Bishar melachos. It's going on other malachos chutz mi misas bezin, except for misas bezin. Avo misas bezin doicha Shabbos. Misas bezin maybe is doicha Shabbos. To asi asei v'doichi lois asei. So actually, this we knew already because we're now in the world of the original havamina. That the reason why I would think you would give misas bezin on Shabbos is because asei is doicha kares. What we want to know the oyenoi. What's it sad that you wouldn't do it? Hadar Omar, then the Gemara said, the Braisa says, Eimar da Amrinan da Asi Asay, Vidochi Lois Asay. When do we say the Asay comes along and pushes off a Lois Asay? Lois Asay Greda, maybe can only push off a Lav. Lois Asay Sheish by Kares Mishamele Dedachi. Did we ever hear that it pushes off a Lav Sheish by Kares? Now comes one of the most famous lines in Masechta Yevamos. So now the question is, so what's the comeback that it does? The original supposition is, Asei is doiche akares. The Hadar Amar is, no, maybe it only pushes off a lav and it doesn't push off a kares. And what's the, oh, maybe it does? Ready for this argument? Amar Hadar Amar. Atu Asei doiche lois Asei. Asei pushes off a lav. Lav lois Asei chamar minei. Isn't a lav more chumer than an asay? Right? What's more chumer, an asay or a lois asay? If you don't put on tefillin, what's the punishment in this world? Nothing. If you don't say kriyas shema bezmanoy, let's say you didn't know that this morning the second zman was, I don't know what, even 9:11 or something? Let's say you blew it. You missed the zman kriyas shema. What is the punishment for missing for being mevatel mitzvah asay? There's no einish. How about if somebody wears shatnas? There's an oinish, a lav. There's malchus. So what's more chamor, an aseh or a lav? A lav is more chamor. Lav has punishment, and aseh doesn't have punishment. But so how could an aseh push off a lav? A lav is more chamor than an aseh. Elamai, it's a din Torah, though. Even though a lav is more chamor than an aseh, the aseh could push it off. Says the Gemara, Amar, Amar, the Hadar Amar then says, Atu aseh doiches lois aseh. This that an aseh pushes off a lav. Lav lois aseh chamor mine. Isn't a lav more chamor than it? Vikasi aseh v'dachile, and still an aseh comes and pushes it off. Mali chumra zuto, mali chumra rabba. What difference does it make if it pushes off a small chumra or a big one? Once anyway, it's empowered to overpower something that it can't do. So then, anyway, once a lightweight could knock out a stronger opponent, then it could knock out the heavyweight also. I mean, once it could do what it can't do, so let it do even more. Now, there's an interesting comment of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. Presumably what he means is that the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael gives a svara why aseh doicha lois aseh. Namely, when you fulfill an aseh, you're showing love of God. When you're not violating a lav, you're showing fear of God. What's greater, love or fear? Love. So the reason why aseh pushes off a lois aseh is because aseh is love, and Elisa says fear. Love is greater than fear. Now, I always thought, if love is greater than fear, and that's why I say could push off a lav, then it for sure could push off a kares. Because if it has, what is somebody, what's a higher madrega of fear? Someone who fears a kares or someone who fears a regular lav? You don't have to be such a big tzaddik to fear a kares. You have to be a much bigger tzaddik to fear a lav. So if love could push off even a compelling Yirah Shamayim, certainly you should be able to push off a Yirah Shamayim that everyone should have. I think this might be our pocket of Eon this week. Stay tuned for this subject. In other words, the Gemara is saying a very interesting svara, that if aseh could push off a small lav, then it should be able to push off a chumra rabba. Tamad loymar loy sevaru. The bottom line is, where we're holding now, after 5.5 blot of Yevamis, is we're still up the creek without a paddle. Right? Like Rabbi Nyman would say, I'm from Missouri, right? The Show Me State. We're stuck over here. Why are we stuck? Because we don't know why we need Aleha. Why do I need a pasuk that you don't do Yibam to a Kares? Of course you don't do Yim to a Kares. I don't have any precedent from the juxtaposition of Kibbutz Av Ve'im to Shabbos. I don't have any proof from the juxtaposition of Binyan Beis Hamikdash to Shabbos. And I don't have any proof because the only Havamina you administer capital punishment on Shabbos is because of a Kal V'Chomer, not because Aseh pushes off a Kares. So now the Gemara is back to the drawing board. So the Gemara tries something else entirely. Ela Itzrach. Here's why I need Aleha. I would have thought to have a high eishes ach davar shahaya bechlal. We have a principle, something that's in a general rule and taken out of the rule. It was not taken out of the rule to teach on itself, but it was taken out of the rule to teach on the whole klal. We had this on Dalet Amud Aleph, right? The Gemara wanted to know. Mechashefa loy sechaya. How do I know that a mechashefa gets a skila? So Rabbi Huda says that since Oivi Yadoini was one of the mechashefim, and it says Oivi Yadoini is skila, it's not only to teach Oivi Yadoini is skila, but it's to reflect on the whole cloud that they all get skila. So that's a rule when something was in a generality, and one din was taken out, and there's a chiddush by that din, it's not only to reflect on that din, but it's to go back and to apply it to the whole entire din. So the Gemara says like this. There are all kinds of arayas, and you're not to do you're not to marry any of them. There's a chayvei krisus on all the arayas, and then the Gemara, right? It says v'nichrasu hanefashos ha'oisos. That's what we had on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that It says the nichrusu hanefashos ha'osos. So, and then it says you could do yibum to eshesach. So all the arayos were in one general klal, and then it specifies one of them you could do yibum to an eshesach. So kol davar shahi b'chlal eshesach was in the general group of all the arayos. And then the Torah says you could do Yibam to Eshesach. It's not only saying you could do Yibam to Eshesach, it's to reflect on the whole klal that you could do Yibam to all of the Arayas. To have a high Eshesach, Dover Shoye B'chlal, V'yad Samina Klal, L'lamed, Loi L'lamed Al Atzma Yatz. It's not to teach on itself, Ella L'lamed Al HaKlal Klo Yatza, but it's to teach on the entire klal. D'tanya, Dover Shoye B'chlal, V'yad Samina Klal. We learned in a brisa an illustration of the rule of something that's in the general klal, and it was emerged from the klal. Ketzad. It says, "Anefesh asher toichal besar mizavach hashlamim v'tumasay olav." It says, a soul that ate from the meat of a shlamim with his tuma on him, yizchayiv kares. V'nichrus anefesh ahi. So it says by a shlamim, if someone eats it b'tuma, it says v'nichrusu. Now, we already know from elsewhere in Vayikra that if somebody eats kodshim b'tumah, they're chayiv misa. V'aloi shlomim b'chlal. Shlomim is b'chlal all kodshim hayu. Rashi quotes the pasuk, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el ha-kodoshim asher yakdishu. Vayikra chav beiz gemel. It says, v'nichrasu. V'lama yatsu, so why does it extract it? L'hakish aleyan, to make the following hekish. V'loy malachin, to tell you. Ma shlamim yuchadim kachay mizbeach. Just like shlamim are designated that they are kachay mizbeach. Af kol kachay mizbeach. So too, all of kachay mizbeach, right, excuse me. Ma shlomim yuchadim kachim izbeach. Just like shlomim is designated, kachim is shlomim is kachim izbeach. Kachim izbeach is kachim that are sacrificed on the mizbeach. So likewise, we say av kol kachim izbeach. Anything which is kachim izbeach, if you eat it b'tumah, you're chayiv kares. Yatsu kachim bedek habayis. This excludes kachim which are dedicated to the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, let's say somebody was makdish a cow. We'll call her Elsie. Somebody was makdish Elsie, that her proceeds should go to the fixing of the Beis HaMikdash. Af kol kachim mizbech, yatsu kachim bedek habayis. So, hachanami, here too, ha eishasach b'chlal kol harayis haisa. Eishasach was included in the general category of all the harayis. V'lama yatsasa, so why was it specified? Why did it emerge from the cloud? Lahakish elaha, to compare of elay melech ma eishasach sharia, just like eishasach is mutter, av kol harayis nami sharia, and so to all the harayis are also mutter. Says the Gemara, you're making a big mistake. Alan, you hear this? The Gemara says you're making a big mistake to compare Eisha, what Eishas Ach is. Eishas Ach was in a general klal, and it emerged to teach me a kula. The Gemara now feels this is not a illustrative of kol davar sheyatza min haklal. Kol davar sheyatza min haklal. But this is in fact illustrative of a different principle. Says the Gemara, "Mi dami, is it similar? Hasam klal beisr. Thereby, kachim, there's a general category that if anyone eats any of kachim, bituma, you're chayav kares. Uparat beisr. And the prad is, it specifies if you eat the shlamim, bituma, you're chayav kares. So we say, why did it specify it? We already know from the general klal, it's to teach that it only applies to kachay mizbeach and not kachay bedek habayis. Hacha, over here, klal be'isr. There's a general category that if you live with any of the arayis, you chayv kares. The prat is not be'isr. The prat is beheter, that one of the arayis, if you do yibum to, it's permitted. Prat beheter. This is not kol davar shahiyah b'chlal v'yatzim in haklal l'lamed This is a different klal. This is the klal of kol davar. Shahaya b'chlal v'yatzah lidem medavar achadosh. Anything that was in a general category, and it emerged to teach me a chiddush. You cannot return it to the klal, and it's not similar to the klal until the Torah explicitly returns it. Says Rashi, "Elo lahach drasha davar shebechlal v'yosan divar achadosh iato yochel achziroi," and equate it to the klal, and not equate the klal to it until the Torah does so. Therefore, without aleha, also I would not think you do yibum to any of the arayos. Now we're going to quote a brisa of an illustration of kol davar shaya bechlal v'yosan lidem medavar achadosh iato yochel achziroi yad she yachzer hakasav v'feirosh. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, davar shahaya b'chal, something that was in a general category. V'yatzalidem medavar chadash, and it emerged to teach me a new halacha. I'ata rashay lachziro, you cannot return it to the klal. L'chlalay ad shachzireno l'cha akatsu v'feirosh, until the pasuk returns it explicitly. Ketzad, v'shachad es hakeves b'makom asher yishchad es hachatas v'yes ha'oila b'makom hakodesh. It's talking about a Metzora. And a Metzora has to bring three karbonos: a chatos, an oila, and an asham. And it says about the asham, you're going to shech the keves in the place that you shechted the chatos and the oila, b'makom hakodesh, in a holy place. Ki kachatos ha'asham, the asham is like a chatos, hu lakoyin. Now the pasuk started by saying you're going to shech the asham where you shechted the chatas. Why do you need to say the asham is like a chatas? Uma tamid loymar she'in tamid loymar kachatas ha'asham. It doesn't have to say the chatas is like the asham. Uma tamid loymar kachatas ha'asham. Why does it have to say the asham is like a chatas? Lefi sheyatsa asham mitzayra lidar medavar chadash, because asham mitzayla has been taken out of the klal of other ashamais to have a new phenomenon. Meaning the asham of Metzora has been removed of the klal of other ashamais to teach me a davar achadosh that does not apply by other ashamais, which is you sprinkle blood on the big thumb and the big toe. So since Rashi explains it's yatsa meklalai, I would think that it does not require the placing of blood and burning the emurim on the mizbeach. So since it's yatsa lidem bedavar achadosh, yachal lo yehetan matan damim ve'emurim legabe mizbeach, I would think it does not require the placing of blood and the burning of the emurim on the mizbeach. Talmud loymar, therefore, we have a pasuk ki kachatos ha'asham. The asham is like the chatos hu. Machatos tu'una matan damim ve'emurim legabe mizbeach, just like the chatos needs placing of blood and burning the emurim on the mizbeach af asham, so to the asham ton matam damin needs the placing of blood ve emurim legabe mizbeach. The iloya hadre kra, had the pasuk not returned it, hava amina, I would have thought lemay de nafak nafak, it only emerged for what it emerged. Olemay de loy nafak, meaning it only emerged for boyhen yadoi viragloi, but not for matan damim and emurim. Hachenami, so to hear, havamina ishasach emerged. The ishtarai ishtarai ishasach was mutter, so it's mutter. Shararai is loy. We'll read this top part again tomorrow. But the bottom line is, there is no basis to be able to think that ase is doiche lois ase sheish bekares, based on the fact that since it's doiche ishasach, so it's Eshasach was taken out of the klal, so too, that should reflect that the same way you could be madcha Eshasach for Yibam, you should be able to madcha other arayas. So the bottom line is, we're still up the creek without a paddle, and we don't know why we need aleha. And Bezus Hashem, we'll see more tomorrow. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, good? Everyone very happy now? Everyone in a good mood? I would assume you're learning Yevamos. Okay, good. I see a few people smiling. Okay, good. Shkoyach. Have a good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.